Hello, it's Wednesday, June 7th, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing Radio, the black sheep of the alternative media, the only place where you're going to get honest analysis of events taking place in the alternative media and the Patriot Movement. Today we're going to cover the Chicago 9/11 event that took place last weekend. Of course, we didn't have a chance to attend, but we did have quite a few reports from people that did. We're going to go over a couple of those today. Then we're going to cover an article that I wrote for the Wing TV homepage. And finally, then, we're going to go over the presenters and the events that were actually there at this Chicago 9/11 event. And we're going to show that there was some good, some bad, and some ugly, and some things that we should really, really be careful about. So, to start off, this is a comment that came from Al, who was there, I believe, the first night.
It's an email. He said, "Hi, Victor and Lisa. I just wanted to let you know that out of curiosity, I attended the Alex Jones speech in Chicago Friday night. I couldn't tell if I was at a bar mitzvah or a Grateful Dead concert. If possible, this guy is more of a phony in person than on radio. The only way he could get a rise from the audience is when he started screaming in his Rush Limbaugh voice. He actually said that Lyndon B. Johnson ordered Israel to sink the USS Liberty. If we are counting on this den of vipers to save us, Jesus help us. Keep up the great work. Alex."
Now, there's some very, very good points in this letter. First of all, he says he couldn't tell if it was a bar mitzvah or a Grateful Dead concert. So from that, I take it that there was a huge Jewish element there, which, considering that 911truth.org was the host and organizer of this, that's very, very par for the course.
We're at saturation point.
Exactly. Or second, he couldn't tell if he was at a Grateful Dead concert, where I've taken this as being the lefty, the libby-lib lefty crowd, peace and love and
sandal
all this
and
stuff.
Sandal and patchouli.
Yeah, sandal and patchouli. Second was, and this was confirmed by another person, was that it seems like a lot of people weren't real happy with Mr. Alex Jones at this event.
Supposedly he had some element of the audience, his groupie fan club, part of that was there, and so they'll cheer him even if they see him mug an old lady right in front of their faces.
Yeah, but it looks like he was pretty much a flop until he had to go into, again, somebody else is noticing it, his fake Rush Limbaugh voice. Why does Alex Jones have to keep using the fake voice? Why can't he just be real for once? But then, this is the most vital part. He actually said that Lyndon B. Johnson ordered Israel to sink the USS Liberty. Now, I don't know if this is true or not. I hope that the organizers for this event release some kind of audio files.
Yeah, well, considering that Alex Jones says that he has documentation to prove and substantiate and qualify every single thing he says, then he should cough that proof up, because the rest of the world, I'm sure, would be very interested in seeing this, especially people who've talked about the USS Liberty, like the USS Liberty surviving crewmen.
Yeah, who we've interviewed, I think, six or seven of them, and not one person has said anything about Lyndon Johnson ordering this. So
Lyndon Johnson ordered the return of the 6th Fleet,
right,
which was en route to rescue the Liberty crewmen.
Yeah,
so you better get your story straight there, Alex
Jones.
Well,
we have to give Alex Jones the benefit of the doubt, because this is just coming from someone that attended that. But I hope that they release an audio tape of this, or a videotape,
or some verifiable document. Independently verifiable document to qualify that.
Yeah, because if Alex Jones said Lyndon Johnson ordered Israel to sink the USS Liberty, that's the most patent lie that's ever, ever, ever been told.
Well, other than the one that we're government agents, which he likes to tell all the time,
he
also doesn't substantiate.
Yeah, if he's saying this, it's unbelievable. But now we're going to move on to a person named Keith, who also was there. Now, he didn't get to attend a Friday sessions, but Keith. But he did go, I guess, on Saturday. And what he was saying, that first of all, Alex Jones had to be paid to come and speak there. And then he didn't even stay for the conference. He categorized it as a hit and run. Alex came in, gave his little speech, and left. That was it. In the door, out the door. And
another, the rest of it wasn't about him.
Yeah. Another thing he said the people there were very upset about was that Alex didn't even put an ad for this conference on his website, but he did have four different ads on it for the big L.A. $74 a ticket ripoff thing. That's Hollywood Alex Jones, in case anybody doesn't know. And
surprised you?
Yeah, and he said that when people heard about this, they were shaking their heads in disgust that Alex wouldn't even promote this event. But why should we be surprised? Because for the 10th anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing, Alex didn't promote that either.
They paid for him to go there and speak, and then he doesn't even stay for the conference. He just stays for his little part of it and then splits.
And doesn't promote it on his website at all. Doesn't promote it. It's unbelievable. And so,
go Alex.
Yeah. So this Keith goes on to say then he takes issue with Jim Fetzer. And see, we're not afraid to talk about these things on Wing TV. He said that he agrees with Jim Fetzer about 60 or 70% of the time, but he says that any time you start seeing these people coddle up to 911truth.org, he says there's a red flag.
I can understand that concern.
And I remember last December, Lisa, when the Scholars for 911 Truth formed, didn't we say to each other, if they sidle up or become part of the orbit of 911truth.org, that's trouble right there. You remember that?
Yeah, and then we said they'd been infiltrated by 911truth.org because some of their members are part of the Scholars Group. And we warned Jim Fetzer, and we tried to warn other members of the Scholars Group. And I guess that warning fell upon deaf ears.
Yeah, so then he goes on to say that Fetzer said this, that what he calls it truthout.org. Truth.org has been a great source of information on the internet. He says he was paraphrasing. But he goes on to say that anyone with Jim Fetzer's skills of observation should know that Truthout has reported falsely in the past and that they are not a credible source and that their origin and background behind them is very questionable.
Well, not only that, they suppress information
that
the public needs to know because they feel that they should be the determinant, the filter of what you need to know. Remember, Kyle Hentz, who was part of this whole 9/11 mafia, said the people aren't ready to know the truth.
Exactly. People aren't ready for the truth. That means you, everybody listening. You're
and
not ready for the truth.
He gets to be the decider.
Yeah. He's the George Bush 9/11 decider. Finally, Keith concludes and he says, anyone who still toots 911truth.org's horn exposes themselves as part of their lies, disinfo, and cover-up. And I think that sums it up. But, you know, Keith went on to say that there were good people there. There were some good presenters. He mentioned a group called WCW, which is World Can't Wait. And he said, by and large, the people, the everyday people, the attendees, were passionate, they were interested, they were knowledgeable. And that's what we've been saying for years now, is that the everyday people in this movement are the backbone.
Yeah,
they're the ones.
It's the organizers and the spokespersons you have to watch out for.
Exactly.
The people that are trying to shape public opinion and perception.
Yeah. And so, I mean, we really agree with Keith's assessment there because you out there, the everyday people,
the rank and file,
are who we're relying on to spread the truth. It's these people right at the very top, from Truth Out and these other organizations, they're the ones that are basically putting a containment cabal together to keep everything in this little pen, this little corral.
Right, and once again, we're going to reiterate, we want to see a mutiny with 911truth.org's rank and file. We want to see you overthrow, kick out your leaders, and get new leadership in there.
Yeah.
Because there's some good people in that group, and there's some good people in New York 911 Truth. And you guys should splinter off from these phony gatekeeper leaders you've got and get some real deal people in there.
Yeah, the only problem is that if they splinter off, there's no money. And 9/11 Truth has yet, after all these years, never revealed where their money's coming from.
Well, and remember, 9/11 Truth, that's right, and they were supposed to be having full disclosure on their website, but what has it been, like a year, two years, and we're still not seeing where their money's coming from, even though they said they'd show that. But it's very interesting to see that they've made 9/11 Truth a corporation.
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah, they've become, in this article that's on the Wing TV homepage, it's called Analysis, Chicago 9/11 Ring Around the Rosie.
They have a steering committee and an advisory board.
Yeah, we've said that these people have basically become mainstream 9/11. Mainstream 9/11. There's nothing alternative about them anymore. And we start off this article, or I start off saying that the people that did 9/11, the actual conspirators, those who planned and coordinated and executed, they're the epitome of evil. These are the monsters that went for the throat of America.
Right.
If we're going to fight back against them, Lisa, do you think we should be going for the throat?
Absolutely.
But did it seem like at this event, from all the reports we saw, did it seem like anybody was going for the throat there? It was like, I'm saying no. It's like, if we're going to just toss dandelions at them, like, you know, it's like tossing dandelions at King Kong.
There were a few good people speaking there. People like Jim Mars was speaking there, and Pat Shannon, correct?
Right, right. And we're going to get to some of the good ones, but what we're trying to convey is that we have to start going for the throat.
Right.
Now, we can't have these mamby-pamby ring around the rosies where everybody's nice and polite.
And politically correct.
Yeah, Sandu and Patchouli and certain subjects and topics aren't allowed to be on the table.
Right.
So, similarly, I say, how many of you would go to a baseball game where all you saw was singles being hit? You know, the guy comes up and he hits a grounder up the middle and he gets a single.
As if baseball isn't slow enough as it
is. Yeah. And the next guy gets a single, and then there's a strikeout, and then a single, and blah, blah, blah. And by the end of the game, after 9 innings, the score is 1-0.
And you've aged 10 years.
Yeah. There's no home runs, no triple plays, just singles. Singles, singles. It's boring. Well, that's what these conferences are. Okay. It's a bunch of singles.
Come on, Victor. You know there was a lot of entertainment at this.
Yeah, there was a comedian there. There was
there was a mystic, and
there was
a dream weaver or a dream interpreter.
Yeah, we're going to get to those things. Here's another way of looking at it. Say your house burned down tomorrow, okay? You started investigating it, and you realized that you figured out how the house burned down. That would be similar to the controlled demolition, okay?
Uh-huh.
But the people, say the firemen or the local officials in your town, lied about how your house burned down. Well, we know that the government lied about 9/11, okay? But you're trying to find out who burned your house down. But everybody you talk to tries to steer you away from the actual people that did it. And we're not talking about George Bush and Dick Cheney and the neocons or the New World Order. We're talking about the real culprit behind 9/11. That's Israel.
Yeah.
But
you know, and even Alex Jones likes to always say, Israel didn't make NORAD stand down. Israel couldn't order the terror drills, blah, blah, blah. But Israel can control the people who can control those entities that can order those things.
Yeah. So, after 5 years of still trying to figure out who burned your house down, everybody keeps saying, oh, no, 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 no. We know it was Joe Smith down the road there, but nobody's allowed to talk about Joe Smith because he's off limits. We're politically correct, and we're not going to talk about Joe Smith. Don't you think that's preposterous? Would you put up with it if somebody burned your house down and you weren't allowed to say who did it? Well, you wouldn't put up with it with your own house, but all these people accept it with 9/11. Nobody's allowed to say who really did it.
The truth is not politically correct.
Yeah. So that's why we say what was out in Chicago was a fake fest, because I went through, there's, let's see, 37 pages, 37 printed pages of the event descriptions and the speakers. And not once in the 37 pages did I see an event called Physical Evidence and a Pentagon Hoax. Did you see anything about that?
Not anything.
I didn't see also anything Physical Evidence and the Shanksville Hoax. Don't you think that would be a good event,
a good presentation?
Not a word. I also didn't see anything called Israel's Central Role in the 9/11 Attacks. Did you see anything?
I don't think they would even put a peripheral role
in
9/11. Although Ralph Schoenman was there, so hopefully
he might have bring
it up if he was allowed to.
Yeah, isn't that sad if he's allowed to? This is the alternative truth media, if he's allowed to?
Well, you know, they say it right on their website, 911truth.org. there are certain areas they will go, uh-huh. and there are other areas where they're not going to go because they serve as a distraction.
Yeah.
Like the perps are just a distraction.
yeah, the perpetrators, the real criminals are a distraction. They're a distraction from their little mafia, you know? And it's like Vinny Sammartino said the other day, why aren't these subjects on the table for debate? There's some subjects that can be debated and some subjects that can't be. So, it almost seems like from their three-day event that the Pentagon didn't even happen. It seems like Shanksville didn't even happen. Physical evidence, forget it. We can't talk about physical evidence in Israel. No way. And then, how about some of the people, Lisa? Did you see Eric Hufschmidt's name on the list?
No.
How about some of these other names? How about...
Let's see, Christopher Bolin.
Not there.
John Kaminsky.
Not there.
Dave McGowan.
No.
Ralph Omholt.
No.
Vinny Sammartino.
Mm-mm.
Russell Pickering.
Uh-uh.
Michael Collins Piper from the American Free Press.
Or anybody
yeah.
from the American Free
you know,
Press.
Real researchers.
Yeah. I mean, the American Free Press has done more to expose 9/11 truth than any other publication in the world. And no representation there. None.
They didn't invite Laura Knight Jadzik either from Signs of the Times.
Yeah.
She's a real researcher.
But wait a second now. There were some things on the presentation list. How about things like dream analysts? They had a dream analyst there. They had an imam.
Did they have a psychic too?
I don't know if they had a psychic. They had a healing analyst.
Uh-huh.
Somebody,
oh, cool.
you know. They had a civil rights filmmaker. They had someone that advocated peak oil.
Somebody to show 9/11 art.
Yeah, 9/11 art. And, you know, they didn't have Mike Rupert there this year, but 9/11 Truth for years, he was their keynote speaker. Peak oil.
And they are very, very much behind Mike Rupert because on the deception dollars that Carol Brulé of the Sandal and Patchouli crowd out in California likes to produce, on the deception dollar, it says crossing the Rubicon and then from the wilderness, Rupert's website.
Yeah. Well, this is,
I mean, one of their speakers even brags that he's given out over 40,000 of these deception dollars. Yeah, it's deceptive information on a green piece of paper that looks like the fake money that we use to buy everything with.
Yeah, they're very aptly titled. They also had Lisa, a social behaviorist. They had a whole bunch of liberals.
So you get, like, psychotherapy and stuff.
Yeah. And they had a whole bunch of academics who've never written about 9/11.
Right.
Not
right.
one piece. And where were all these academics in 2001 when we were writing about 9/11? In 2002, in 2003, in 2004, in 2005.
I noticed a few of these people that they had speaking there. It's like shaping how to shape your discussions with
yeah.
other people about 9/11, telling you what's the right things to say
yeah.
and how to hold a 2 to 3 minute conversation on
yeah.
this. And
it's brainwashing.
Like how to be politically correct.
Yeah, they want politically correct. So what they're doing is they're tossing empty milk bottles.
They're giving you a script, just
yeah.
like Rentz's lawyer was given to Kathy Sloan.
Yeah, they're tossing a milk bottle instead of a Molotov cocktail. And right now, we need the Molotov cocktail.
In other words, don't think for yourself. Here, we'll tell you what to say.
So what they're doing is, it's like, let's all play it safe. Nice and safe. Don't step outside the little boundaries because they'll set the boundaries for you. They'll say, this is what you're allowed to talk about. And oops, no. This is what you're not allowed to talk about.
Well, remember, we were talking a few days ago. I think it was Mark Glenn or Mark Farrell we were talking to, where we were talking about the approved truth that gets smiles and nods, and then there's the unapproved truth that gets frowns and menacing glares and gets you excluded from events.
Yeah. Well, guess what? Wing TV is bringing you the unapproved truths. And, what it boils down to is, if we keep playing it safe, we're not going to get any further than we are right now. That means that if you look at 911truth.org, it took them about 3.5 years, 3.5 years, to even acknowledge the World Trade Center controlled demolitions. You remember how long? There's, oh, no, we can't go to controlled demolition. No way, we can't do that.
Right.
But now, Still no Pentagon discussion whatsoever, no physical evidence discussion, no Shanksville discussion, no Israel discussion.
And of course they have their 9/11 mafia vendor there, Gabriel Day.
Yeah.
And all he does there basically is sell books
and keep an eye on things.
He's a little propaganda spin meister for the 9/11 truth, untruth mafia, yeah. I should say.
But remember now, all of you out there, you're not ready for the truth.
Right.
Because Kyle Hentz said so, and he was one of the presenters.
Yeah.
At this, you're not ready for the truth.
Read the title of what he was supposed to be speaking on.
Yeah, we're going to get to that in a couple minutes. But, so, people aren't ready for the truth. And this is the same group that last year for 9/11, did they take people, did they encourage people, Lisa, to go to Ground Zero?
No, absolutely not. They told people to go to the UN and engage in a gatekeeper prance around the UN on a Sunday. In New York City, when most of the places they were going to be prancing around were closed, and around the media, when no one would be there on a Sunday except the flunkies that have to work on Sundays.
Yeah, so they took everybody about 7 miles away from Ground Zero, so they couldn't be there, and they had them, you know, up here in an empty parking lot where there was just them. And nobody put
it down.
And
then they lied afterward and said, oh, 10,000, thousands and thousands of people were there. No, they weren't.
We were there.
We were there.
There was like 150 to 200
And most of the people that were there were part of their whole chorus.
Yeah. And then, the day or two after this fourth anniversary, we see a quote from Nicholas Levis in one of the New York newspapers, and he says that planes brought the World Trade Center towers down. Now, this is all part of the cabal that organized the Chicago Fake Fest.
Yeah.
But then everybody says, but what about the New York Times? They ran an article. Oh, this nice, cutesy, safe little article.
I hate to tell everybody, but Kyle Hentz is buddies with some of these people in the mainstream media. That's how he's managed to get on CNN and so forth. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to connect these dots. They've been connected before, not just by us, but by other people as well.
Yeah, and here's the biggest secret of all. The New York Times and 9/11truth.org.
And that was a fluff piece.
Yeah, it was total fluff.
I say so.
9/11truth.org and the New York Times, they're on the same team, folks.
Yeah.
You better understand it. Just like George Bush and John Kerry, two skull and bones men, were on the same team. Why do you think that these people are the ones that only get quoted in the New York Times or on C-SPAN or whatever? Do you think the New York Times ever puts anything in a newspaper that they don't want in there? Never.
No.
Never. They only put in something that furthers their agenda. So here's what we have. We have a limited hangout because they're working together. 9/11truth.org and the New York Times. They're teammates. They're on the same team, okay? They say, well, we'll give you a nice little limited hangout, cutesy, antiseptic article, and that'll appease all your people, and it'll puff you up and make it, oh, boy, they got in the New York Times. But in return, you have to make sure nobody talks about the Pentagon and Shanksville and Israel. So it all works together. Right. See, they're teammates.
And Kyle Hentz has a background in as a sailor. And right now, the last few years, he's been navigating the little dinghy that holds all the Jersey widows from 9/11 and steers them in the proper path as to what they should know. And at this point, I think they're part of the whole cover-up.
Yeah. Well, how about that article you wrote, Lincoln, Kyle Hentz?
Kyle Hentz is linked to George Soros.
Yeah, from the big Libby Libs. Now, then again, though, we got Alex Jones, and he was on a show the other day, and he was talking about this New York Times fluff piece. And he says, you better believe Dick Cheney and all those people in the White House are paying attention to this article.
No, they're not.
No, you know what they're doing? They're laughing their asses off.
Well, that's if they even listen to anything Alex Jones has to say at all, which is rather doubtful. Alex, you're not that important in America.
And see, they're laughing because they think all the naive and gullible people say, oh, my God, we're in the New York Times. We're going to blow the lid off. Well, what they don't realize is the New York Times and 9/11 Truth are on the same team. They're giving you a limited hangout. They're pulling the wool over your eyes. And remember, the New York Times isn't on the side of truth. Try to keep that in mind, okay? They're not on the side of truth. So, here's, before we get to the list real quick, there were some good speakers.
Right.
Some good events at the Chicago And there were people that attended. They were well-intentioned. They were passionate. They want to solve this problem. But, as usual, it's the organizers.
The core.
Yep. Yeah. And
The core is infected.
Yeah. 9/11 was done by cold-blooded, ruthless murderers. Keep that in mind, because if we don't fight them with the same kind of mindset as they have, they're going to squash us like grapes. That's all it boils down to. So, anyway, real quickly, we said some of the people there didn't really seem to fit into the 9/11 movement. And we started
They're not in the 9/11 movement.
And we started going through it, and page after page after page, a lot of these people have never even written one article about 9/11. Not one. It's been almost 5 years now. Now, we've been in this since November. November of 2001 was when we published our first 9/11 article. That's been 4.5 years ago. And at Wing TV, we've probably published or had more guests on about 9/11 than I think any venue there's ever been.
And talk about diverting attention and distracting people away. They omit critical issues regarding 9/11, like with the Pentagon and Shanksville and Israel, and then they bring in all this other stuff about hypnotic suggestions and mystic stuff, dream interpretation. Talk about skirting the periphery.
Yeah. Here's one. Here's one of the events. It's called Grassroots Organizing 101. Good title. That's cool, okay? But look, Gabriel Day, Les Jameson, and Jonathan Gold. So this is, I think they're telling you, how to get everybody on a wild goose chase on the anniversary of 9/11 and take them to the United Nations building 7 miles away so nobody goes to ground zero.
We like Les Jameson. Yeah. And I think that he would be a really effective leader if he wasn't in this chokehold by the people around him.
Yeah. Here's another one. 9/11 Press for Truth by Kyle Hentz. Subtitled, People Aren't Ready for the Truth. Kyle Hentz. Kyle Hentz is a presenter, and like Keith said in his letter there, let me get this back out if I can find
it. Yeah, see, because people aren't ready for the truth because we must be ready for more lies.
Yeah.
And so that's what you get when you listen to Kyle Hentz.
Here's what Keith said.
The Pakistani general who loved everyone in that article.
Yeah. Here's what Keith said again. Anyone who still touts 911truth.org's horn exposes themselves as part of their lies, disinfo, and cover-up. Kyle Hentz has been so discredited for so long, and he's still a presenter there when researchers...
Well, he's the one who got him in the New York Times, probably.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's just unbelievable. 9/11...
In some way.
How about this? 9/11 Muslims and Interfaith Outreach. How about one Israel Central Role? Don't see that.
The Pentagon hoax. How about the Shanksville hoax? How about really hammering away at the controlled demolition?
Yeah, here's two
World
more.
Trade Center.
Now, just think of... Just ask yourself if this is going for the throat, okay? These are two other events. One by David Kubiak, who's at the very top of 9/11 Truth, and
Mr.
the other one...
Enigma.
Yeah, and the other one by Nicholas Levis, who was instrumental in getting everybody at the UN away
right,
from...
Right.
Here's one. The 9/11 Key to Grasping and Ousting the Corporate Coup, and the one by Nicholas Levis. Has 9/11 skepticism succumbed to faith-based science? Now, does that sound like it's going for the throat?
Does anybody even care about that?
Or does it sound like intellectual masturbation? Does it sound like circle jerking? Like mamby-pamby, everybody, let's toss dandelions at King Kong. Here's one, Lisa. This is one of the events in Chicago. Turning dream guidance into political action. So what we do is we're supposed to listen to our dreams, go to La La Land, and then we can become activists. Don't you wish you would have went to this, Lisa? Let's turn our dreams into political action. God almighty, it's like watching
Who is the presenter for that one?
Joyce Lynn. It's like watching the freaking Teletubbies. How about this one? Turning art into activism. So let's all go get a ball
Hate
of clay.
By numbers.
Yeah, let's go get...
9-1-1.
Let's get some clay, and we'll make little statues of 9/11. Then that's really going to bring the bad guys down.
Oh my God.
It's unbelievable. The Global Dominance Group and 9/11. How about something about the Jewish lobby? How about AIPAC? How about the ADL? No, nothing. You know? Unbelievable. Let's improvise. Here's Andrew Ritter.
Is that the one about role-playing?
No. There's one about role-playing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to pretend that I'm Dick Cheney. And Lisa, you pretend you're Condoleezza Rice. And we'll role-play. And that's going to bring the bad guys
you
down.
You be Osama.
Yeah, you out there listening, you be Osama. But here, how about this one by Andrew Ritter? See, most of these people I never even heard of. And we keep a closer eye on 9/11 than anybody. Let's improvise. Coming out of the 9/11 closet.
Wow.
Maybe they should have Richard Simmons there. Coming out of the 9/11 closet. It's unbelievable.
Kevin Ryan was there, though. Yeah. He's a good guy.
Here's one from Brian Sachs. What is the corporate news media for? A look at the invisible structures of the corporate media. I bet my bottom dollar that not once was the word Jewish ownership of the media brought up. I bet $1,000 that it wasn't brought up. And it goes on and on and on and on. It's like, oh, here's one, David Schlesinger. Never heard of him either. Most activists give nonviolence lip service. Good thing Gandhi didn't. I don't even know what the hell that means. I mean, now we're bringing Gandhi into it. I think Gandhi's been dead for like 100 years or something. Here's something I wrote, yuck. They're bringing how to form a group to develop a screenplay for a Dan Brown Da Vinci Code type 9/11 movie. So we're going to make a 9/11 movie about the Da Vinci Code?
No, along the lines of the Da Vinci Code.
Yeah, Jesus, God Almighty. Webster Tarpley talked about Able Danger. Yeah, what a false flag that is. On and on and on and on.
Yeah, now, remember, Webster Tarpley's also pushing the no planes at the World Trade Center.
Yeah. So
BS, too.
So if we come out and say 9/11 Chicago Fake Fest, everybody goes, oh, how dare that Wing TV say that? How dare them? Then you listen to this show for the last half hour plus, and maybe you start getting an idea what went on out there.
See, it's a good thing we weren't there, because we would have been screaming.
We
would have been, like, yelling. Just literally yelling.
One night we watched this show about the Da Vinci Code, and I started yelling at Lisa even.
Yeah.
I get so mad just watching this movie.
And it was his idea to watch it.
Yeah. And so if we were out there and they say, well, let's make a little 9/11 movie that's patterned after the Da Vinci Code, I would have blood would have been coming out of my ears. It's unbelievable. So think about what we talked
and
about.
Think about how much money 911truth.org took in from this event.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that they can turn around and tell you everything but the truth and focus upon peripheral stuff and dreams and crystals.
Role playing.
Mystics.
And, yeah, faith.
Rather than the crux issues of 9/11, which is what the public needs to know. If people want to know about mystics and dream interpretations, there's all kinds of books on that stuff at Barnes & Noble.
Or let them go to one of those Coast to Coast AM conventions that they have, or a Star Trek convention or something. I'm surprised they didn't have those Filipino doctors or, you know, the kind that, like, pull the chicken guts out of them.
One of these people is an acupuncturist.
Yeah, there we go.
I was at this event.
You know what? I need acupuncture now because my head's going to explode from just going over that stuff.
Allow me.
Here's the big test. In about 3 months, let's see, June, July, August, 3 months, 5th anniversary. Let's see what 911truth.org does now. They got their little merry-go-round conference out of the way. Let's see if they're going to encourage people to go to Ground Zero and put as much effort into that as they did this conference, or if they come up with another subterfuge wild goose chase where maybe this year.
Well, we're going to be at Ground Zero on 9/11, and no, we're not going to have a comic, and we're not going to have mystics or dream interpreters, and we're not going to have little workshops and things to entertain you. We're going there for a serious purpose. Ground Zero is the emotional epicenter of 9/11. It's where the truth needs to be most of all.
Maybe they'll get this year people to go to Hoboken. I mean, Hoboken's a good place for 9/11 activism, isn't it? That's the big test. We'll see what 911truth.org does now. And I'll tell you, Lisa, if they get people there at Ground Zero, we'll stand shoulder to shoulder with them and raise our voices with them. But if these son of a bitches pull another wild goose chase this year and get people away, that's the end. We're going to go ballistic over it. So they have quite a bit of responsibility And if they pull another one of their sly tricks like they did last year.
No, you didn't say it right. Slimy tricks.
Slimy tricks, yeah, that's right. Anyway, we're going to be back tomorrow. Our lead articles tomorrow are going to be, we're going to start something here that we're going to run periodically, the letter of the week or the letter of the month or something like that. And we're also going to talk about a recent interview that Iran's president did with the German publication Der Spiegel. The first time ever since World War II, the German publication spoke openly about the possibility that the Holocaust wasn't all that it's cracked up to be. Very interesting article. So think about what we said today. Give us your comments. And we just thank everybody out there who did attend that gave us their feedback, because it gave us some insights that really reinforced what we kind of expected was going on
right
out there.
And hey, Jeff Rentz, we're still waiting for you to explain the inconsistencies in your bio information and your claims on your website. We're not going to forget about this.
That's right. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep your eyes open, because there's a lot going on.
See you all then.